This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Mindy Melton from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. She is here to talk about blood drives and what's going on with the center, and then also the Girard Chamber of Commerce, because I know the holiday season is, I guess, already here. I mean, I've seen holiday decorations up already. This is scary.
I think Christmas stuff was put up the same week as Halloween candy.
It's scary, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really. I told my wife the other day, I said, you know, I'm tempted. Because putting the Christmas tree back in that small box is always a pain in the butt. I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm tempted just to leave the tree up all year round, because there's a restaurant in Hillsboro that has a Christmas tree up all year round.
You just redecorate it.
But they redecorate it for the season. So like when the homecoming, it's in topper colors. Valentine's Day, it's got hearts on it. Easter, it's got eggs on it. St. Patrick's Day, it's got shamrocks and leprechauns on it. I'm really tempted. Why battle the small box when you don't have to?
In my house, it's battle the small children. So I take the tree down when I
see my wife and I, we're not lucky enough. We don't have any kids yet.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, but that's another story for Jerry Springer. But I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're gonna sit down. We're gonna talk with you about the blood center. We're gonna talk about the Girard Chamber of Commerce and whatever else we can come up with. So, Mindy, welcome, my friend.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
And let's talk about the blood center, because I know you got a couple of blood drives. Actually, you got a couple of blood drives today.
We do. We have two today. We're going to be in Donelson at JR's Mini Mart with our blood mobile today from 3:30 to 6:30.
Donelson, hello.
And we're also at the Carlinville Elks Lodge today. It's a community blood drive for everyone to come out, and that's from noon to 6.
And the blood drives are all around. I mean, you've had quite a few, I know, here lately. I know next week you're in the Moose Lodge.
Yeah, November 12th, which is next Wednesday, we're at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge from 12 to 6. And then on the 14th, that Friday, we're going to be at Litchfield High School with our blood mobile from 9 to 2. So there's lots of different opportunities for people to give blood. We really try to get the blood supply as stocked as we can in the months of November and December. Bad weather, things like that come up, and we're still filling our calendar. So if anyone out there has a business or a church or an organization that wants to sponsor a blood drive, wants to get 10 or 12 people signed up ahead of time, give us a call. We'll bring our bus out. We'll get a date on our schedule, and we can get that worked out.
Let's talk a little bit. You mentioned you're going to be at the high school next week. I know you guys had like the high school challenge. Is that still going on, or is that gone and done with?
No, we do the high school challenge. We're in our, I think this is our 13th or 14th year. What it is, it's a $1,000 scholarship opportunity for schools to compete against other schools their size. And it's amount of donations to enrollment. So anyone can donate. They could go to Donelson and they could credit Litchfield High School, Hillsboro High School, Nokomis High School, whatever high school in the area they want to credit. Greenville High School participates. Basically any of our high schools in our region.
Yeah, Donelson's in that area that they can either go Hillsboro or they can go Greenville. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, they're kind of right in the middle.
Right in the middle. But the challenge is going on. Do we have any results right now?
You know, I don't have any preliminary results. It's still early. It doesn't end until May. So November, a lot of the schools haven't even had their first blood drive yet because they do it in the fall. Some schools have already had two or are having their second one in November. They've already had one in September. So we do allow as many blood drives at the high schools as possible. They get double credit for schools that go the week before or the week after a holiday.
And of course, the blood drives having them with the high school and that rapport to me is significant, because you're actually teaching the high school kids something about giving and donating blood and another aspect of the game.
It's one of those things that they don't get out of class for much. There's, you know, they bring in a public speaker here or there. They have a field trip that's educational. This is one of the things that they can get out of class. They can save a life.
Yeah, get out of class and get stuck with a needle. All right. Yeah, let's go.
And if you think about it, my whole thing is, I always think about it, in high school, we didn't even go to the dentist by ourselves. At least I know I didn't. My mom took me to the dentist.
That's true.
Even for a tooth cleaning, because you're still apprehensive about things like that, and you're still a kid. So to give blood at your school, you're among your peers. You're mm-hmm. feeling comfortable.
That's
later
true.
On, if you give a few times in high school, you're more apt to seek out a blood drive later on.
Yeah, going to the dentist, that's always fun, because then, you got five cavities. You've got to be kidding me. But things are going well. And you mentioned we're in November now, December, January, February. I mean, those are critical times. You never know what Mother Nature is
going to
bring.
We had a rough winter last year, and I'm hearing...
Really? Yeah. No, I thought it was wonderful.
I would say I had a very rough winter last year. I know that
I thought it was a piece
most
of, cake.
Of my large blood drives, mm-hmm. like if I had a really big community blood drive or a really big high school scheduled, we had one of those terrible snow days where everything was closed and canceled and we were unable to collect blood. So it really impacted the blood supply. I mean, seriously impacted the blood supply. And I know the winter was rough for all of us, but when you're trying to get blood to hospitals mm-hmm. and you can't host a blood drive because of the weather – it really puts a wrench in the plan. So we're trying to get our schedule as full as possible. So we still are encouraging those businesses out there or organizations to help us out and pack our schedule as tight as possible so that if something does get canceled, we have leeway.
And whatever you do, I don't care if you follow AccuWeather or whatever. No one knows what this winter is going to bring, because I've heard it from, it's not going to be as hasty. It's going to be just as bad. It's not going to be bad at all, and then it's like, oh, well, the woolly worms or something like that got hair on. That means I'm like, you would drive yourself nuts trying to figure this out.
I have heard so many people quote the Farmer's Almanac to me that uh-huh. it's going to be bad. So I don't really know. And we really never know what Mother Nature is going to bring us. And that's just one of the reasons that we want to make sure.
I don't think she knows exactly.
I don't think so either. But that's one of the things we want to make sure, that we do have enough drives on the calendar mm-hmm. so that we can, still have an adequate blood supply for patients that are treated.
And of course, the blood drives, you mentioned the winter and that, you got accidents. So replenishing the blood, it's crucial.
It is. It's an everyday thing. It's one of the things I love about my job, is that we always are helping people. Mm-hmm. And one of those things that are, if a blood drive doesn't do well and we don't have enough people come out, because right now we're battling, the farmers are in the field and they're getting stuff done. But people who aren't in the field, if they can come out and donate mm-hmm. for the first time to maybe, because we get a tremendous amount of donations from the farmers. They're really great about giving blood. And right now they're super busy getting their job done. So
absolutely.
If we could get other people to come out and roll up their sleeve and give a pint of blood, even in the fall and the winter, right now leading into that, would help.
If someone donates blood, how long is that donation good for? Because
blood is good on the shelf for 42 days. We tend to use it within a matter of 2 weeks. It's used. Blood doesn't sit very long, and they are finding that the sooner we use it, the better. Mm-hmm. We match it up. We've got a total of almost 90 hospitals that we're supplying right now. So with those hospitals in our networks, we kind of move blood around so that it never expires, so we're not wasting any blood.
It's called rotating the stock.
Yeah, pretty much.
Rotating the stock for those playing at home. I didn't know there was a shelf life for that.
There is. There's a shelf life of 42 days. And here's the fun part. FDA says a donor can only donate every 56 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a gap.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Wow. And then, the donation, it gets frozen, right, basically?
It's refrigerated. It's refrigerated. In refrigerated temperatures.
Okay.
And that's one of the things that we've had people say, well, I think I'm at the tail end of a cold. Can I donate? Colds are viruses, and viruses won't live in refrigerated temperatures. So you absolutely can donate if you feel like you have a cold or you're at the end of a cold. I wouldn't recommend donating at the beginning of a cold, because sometimes, is it a cold or is it an infection? We want to make sure you are at the tail end where you're still kind of feeling eh. But if you feel 100%, that's when you probably should donate blood.
Probably the one exception would be if the weekend was a little bit too strong, you don't want to donate blood the next Monday.
Yeah.
Probably.
We encourage people not to be under the influence when they donate blood.
I mean, you could still, but it's still in the system, though. I mean.
Yeah. We would hope that people hydrate well before they donate.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that makes sense, though. Drinking a big glass of water mm-hmm. before you donate blood, because it fills up, number one, it fills up the veins.
Exactly.
To provide the blood. Mm-hmm. But it also, I guess, cleans out the system.
Well, almost. And you want to be hydrated, because we are going to take a pint of fluids from you. So mm-hmm. We want to make sure you drink plenty of fluids before and after to replenish those fluids. Your body will start making up those red blood cells instantly. That's what our bodies do. They're amazing that they can, fix our bodies and, fill us back up with the blood that we've donated to someone else. But when someone is, critically hurt with a burn or a NICU baby, things like that, when mm-hmm. they can't make the blood that they need, a burn victim obviously is going to lose a lot of blood from mm-hmm. the burn itself, from surface wounds, from the heat of the blood. They're going to get dehydrated. So we're going to have to give them blood and platelets and plasma just to help them heal. Platelets actually help to heal from the inside out. They're what helps form a scab, a block to stop the bleeding. So those are a lot of times given to platelet donors are given to burn victims.
And one thing to consider with all the blood drives, whether mm-hmm. it's in Donelson, Carlinville, Hillsborough, Litchfield, wherever, you need volunteers to help out. And you've been fairly lucky. You've had a church group that helps sponsor you guys. Something along those lines. I mean, it takes quite a few to put these on, because this is not a... I mean, I've seen you guys set up at the Moose Lodge. Mm-hmm. It's not basically a simple, you just need an itty-bitty space and that's it. No, you're taking up quite a bit of floor there.
Yeah, and we have our blood mobiles, which is good to use, too, if we've got places that maybe don't have a place that we can set up. Right. But having a place like the Moose Lodge where people can come in, they can socialize, they can be warm and comfortable. The bus really isn't good for socialization because you're kind of just down both sides of the bus. Mm-hmm. It is good to get the job done and get blood done and in and out of the vehicle, but it's much better for us to set up inside. And I know people like to have the sandwiches and the cookies and the cake that's there, and it's always great that we have volunteers to come help us.
And the 90 days, I just lost my train of thought here. The volunteers is just, that's a key part of it. And you're always looking for blood drives or facilities to have blood drives.
Yeah, we're looking for different organizations. Currently in Hillsborough, what we've got it happening, like you said, a church sponsors every time, mm-hmm. is the Ministerial Alliance. I approached them, and what they're doing is that each church is taking a different month mm-hmm. and sponsoring those blood drives and bringing their volunteers and bringing their snacks and being the ones that are actually there manning the blood drive with our staff.
And of course, so the blood drives are going well. Still have time for some more, and hopefully that can happen. But again, you're in Carlinville today, you're in Donelson tonight, and then you're in Hillsborough Wednesday, you're in Litchfield, what, Friday?
Friday the 14th.
Friday.
From 9 to 2.
And then, of course, any other blood drives can be found on the website.
The website, it's cicbc.org, mm-hmm. or they can go to bloodcenterimpact.org.
It's amazing what you can do with blood, and just a little bit of pain can save someone's life. And I guess what O is still what the big one you're collecting all the time.
O is our favorite, and mm-hmm. the reason being is O negative can be given to 100% of the population. O positive can be given to about 88% of the population. However, any of the negative blood types are considered rare, because a negative donor can give to a positive donor, so they're more widely transfusible. But we do need all types. Everyone says, oh, I'm A positive, you don't need me. Mm-hmm. Well, we do, because you match up well with other A positive donors, and that is one of the majority of the population has A positive. So, mm-hmm. There's a lot of people like me who would need A positive.
Mm-hmm. And you never know when you're going to need it.
I mean,
you never know. There could be an accident one day on 55, and mm-hmm. and the accident victim needs a blood transfusion or needs blood. I mean, you just never know when that call is going to be made.
Yeah, we've had even employees at the blood center that circumstances have happened in their lives, and I know I've been at the blood center 9 years this month, and since
has it been that long?
It has been that long.
Wow.
9 years this month, I'll have been at the blood center. And one of the things that I like to share is both of my parents have been mm-hmm. saved by blood transfusions. So, and that happened after I started working at the blood center. So before I could say I had an uncle when he was in high school, got a blood transfusion from a car accident on his way home from the military. Mm-hmm. Other than that, I never really knew anybody else. Mm-hmm. And then my dad had a bleeding abdominal ulcer that ruptured, and he ended up getting 4 units of blood. My mom ended up with a septic knee 1 year to the date from her knee surgery, her knee replacement, and they had to go in very fast and very quick, and she needed a lot of blood during that surgery.
Wow. Wow. Like I said, you never know when that call is going to be made. So, another thing that you are a part of, the Girard Chamber of Commerce.
Yes.
Let's take a few minutes here. We've got about 5 minutes left on the program here. Talk with us a little bit about the Girard Chamber and what's all going on with the chain.
Well, we just finished up our Pumpkin Chunkin' Festival, and we thought we weren't going to be able to have it. However,
well, go ahead and explain why, but be nice.
Well, from what I understand, is that there was an issue with the equipment that we were using to launch pumpkins that wasn't in compliance with the state fire marshal, and I guess we were unaware of that. So I think Morton actually didn't have their event at all, but we had several of our people who committed to, not all of our people, but several of our people who committed to get it fixed so we can have an event. So a lot of them were able to dial back their machines. Really couldn't shoot as far with as much pressure, but they were in compliance with the state fire marshal's guidelines, so that they were safer, according to them. So apparently there's some type of a machine that you have to weld it with that's got to be regulated by the state fire marshal's office. It's one of those red tape things.
And welcome to Illinois.
Yeah, so we'll get that worked out. We're hoping for next year's to be bigger and better. This year, we had a muddy mess on our hands, so it was not as fun. And I'm going to be honest, our field was a little muddy. And, you know, last year, Morton ended up bringing their event to us because their field was too muddy. So we ended up having two events in Girard last year.
Wow.
Because Morton couldn't shoot at their event because it was just too muddy up there. Mm-hmm. So the weather plays into it. We did have most of the corn was out in that field. But, you know, we had a good time. It was fun. The chamber made some money. People should look on their calendar for next year. They can find us on Facebook at the Girard Chamber of Commerce. And our website is Girard, Illinois, USA, Girard Chamber, Illinois, USA.com.
Okay. In this pumpkin chunking event, that is a big deal in Girard, isn't it?
It is. It's huge. We've done it for a while now. I think we're in like our 9th year, maybe.
I mean, we're talking, this thing is probably as big, if not bigger, than the festival days. Don't push it.
Last year, I would say yes, because we had a beautiful day, and we had all of our vendors out there, and we had all of our machines out there launching pumpkins. This year, I think it wasn't as big with vendors and stuff, so I think people who came for the first time this year didn't see what we really have to offer because of the weather. A lot of the vendors didn't want to sit out in the damp, wet ground. So what we did is we had moved stuff up to the square. And then we were taking, that's where all of our vendors were. And then everybody kind of went out to the pumpkin chunkin' part at Pumpkin Park.
Okay.
So it was a little split up. But we did have a parade this year, which is the first time we've ever done a pumpkin parade for the event, which was kind of fun. They were passing out candy and pumpkins.
Pumpkin parade. Go ahead. Describe it. Go ahead.
It was a pumpkin parade. We had some politicians in it. I'm not sure why, but it's an election year.
I think last night had something to do with it.
It might have. But, you know, there's candy for the kids. People decorated their things. They wore their Halloween costumes and advertised their businesses. It was a lot of the Girard businesses that were in the parade. And in the past, we've had a lighted Christmas parade, and the weather has never really been nice to us. So this year we thought we would try an October parade instead.
And it worked.
And it was a beautiful, beautiful morning for the parade. It was.
Speaking of, you mentioned lighted holiday parades. We're in November. As we mentioned at the top of the program, Thanksgiving is pretty much off the calendar. They went from Halloween to Christmas. Christmas to Valentine's Day. Holiday events, I mean, I know that's a big deal for local chamber of commerces. I'm assuming that's no exception with Girard too.
I think our biggest thing is mostly the October, and then we kind of lay low until springtime rolls around. But we do have a Pancakes with Santa. It's December.
I may have to take a trip out to Girard for
December 13th. Our Kiwanis group puts that on.
Kiwanis does?
Really? And we're actually going to have a blood drive in town that same day on the bus. So they can come out. I think it's a small donation for pancakes. You can get your picture taken with Santa if you want.
And donate blood.
And donate blood, yeah.
Absolutely. And I don't know if I'd take that blood, though. You get the syrup, the blood sugar may be
It's
up.
Just a little sweeter. Everybody's fine with it.
Blood sugar may be up a little bit. I mean, come on.
It's good.
But everything, everything's going well with the chamber and with the blood center. And of course, blood drives, you can look up on the website, and that's cibc.org.
And one thing I think people don't realize about the blood center is we actually offer free blood typing too. So if you've got an event coming up and you want us to come out and do free blood typing, just give us a call.
Okay.
And we have Charlie the corpuscle, the mascot.
Mindy, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for talking with us. Coming up next week, Pastor Matt Ferguson will be in studio. They're going to talk about the annual Turkey Day dinner in Hillsboro. So until then, we'll see you next week. So long.